The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
John Belton is with me in studio, the personal trainer, fitness coach. Shelley Gray as well, Today FM presenter, registered dietitian. They're going to talk about creatine. Shelley, what is it?
Creatine is a very natural compound that we find mainly in our muscle cells. So we can produce it in our bodies. It's a non-protein amino acid is what we call it. So it's produced mainly in the liver. You can also produce it in the pancreas and the kidneys. Our brain produces some as well. And we can also get a small bit from our diet. So red meat, seafood and poultry. So if you're a vegetarian like me, you don't get any from your diet. But why it's important is it helps our cells to produce energy in the form of ATP, which is really important then in terms of moving and exercise and lots of other benefits. That's creatine very much summarised, a very simplistic view of it.
But what's the value then of supplements? Your diet with more creatine. Why do people do that?
So various different reasons. So for me, as I mentioned, vegetarian and vegans, we don't get any from our diet. So definitely supplementing can be a benefit. And also for omnivores as well, it can be a benefit. It helps with performance, and that's probably where most of the research is. So it has been shown to increase muscle strength, muscle mass, improve body composition, improve recovery time as well. Ultimately, so when we think of protein, so protein is different. So protein, when we consume it, can help us produce muscle. It is important for muscle protein synthesis, whereas creatine, what it can do is increase the time before you get fatigued in the gym or out for a run. So it just means the volume of exercise that you can do is more, and therefore that has a knock-on effect in terms of your body composition and strength and muscle mass.
Okay, so it's not like magic powder. It allows me to maybe work out more and more effectively. I still have to go and do it.
Exactly. I'm actually glad you brought up that point, because I probably would have forgotten
it. I thought I could skip the gym if I just took more of this stuff.
Just take loads of creatine. Yeah. No, it amplifies what you do in the gym, or if you're doing your triathlon training or whatever it is. So it can't be used on its own, and exercise is way more important. If you're to choose one of the over the other, like, exercise would always come first.
John, do you see a value then in your industry and people supplementing their diet with creatine?
Yeah, of course. So I've been taking creatine for over 20 years. Mainly I started out taking it to get stronger in the gym, et cetera, et cetera. And funnily enough, in the last 5 years, I've seen a lot more kind of mainstream media and research coming out about creatine. My theory is that there's been so much research done on it because mums and dads were so concerned about their kids taking excessive creatine and then having kidney readings that were off the charts.
I remember about 20 years ago now is maybe when you started taking it, it kind of first emerged in the public consciousness. And like that, there was this kind of big moral panic about particularly kids maybe in rugby playing schools were just horsing creatine into themselves, and there was all these awful side effects and they were doing damage.
Of course. So what they would have been doing at that stage was called a loading phase, which we were all told this is what you had to do. You had to saturate the muscle with creatine for like 2 weeks beforehand and take 20 grams of it and then cut back. But of course, young lads being young lads, you know, 20 is good, but 40 is probably twice as good. So like anything in excess, that caused problems. And it did lead to some kidney issues and different problems for people. And I believe the research started then, and they've actually, you know, tried to prove why it was a bad thing to take. And in doing so, they've actually found lots of benefits to it, right down from neuroprotective things to improved mitochondrial health, ATP function, cognitive stuff. It's really, really exciting to see the research coming out about it. Personally, for me, I'm one of these people that, like, I'll never ask someone to do something if I've not at least tried it myself, or, you know, had some experience coaching it, etc. So having taken creatine for years, I was always reluctant to push it on people by any means or encourage them to take it, because the research wasn't there. But the research now is amazing, and a lot of my clients are in a kind of 40 plus demographic and taking creatine and seeing profound benefits, not just in the gym.
And but do you need to be working out a certain amount before it's worth taking?
That's a good question. And like any of these questions, you could say it depends, but because of the other benefits to it, you could start taking it right away and not work out and still see neuroprotective benefits, you know, everything down to your mental health, improved clarity, reduced brain fog, improved sleep. All these sort of things are all benefits. And you could argue that in turn, if you start to feel better, the haze will clear, you will start exercising and start to see the benefits.
But in terms of the kind of the workout piece, like if it, if, you know, if it's, getting more, if it helps you to get more out of your workout and helps you to work out more and more effectively, I assume you have to kind of hit a certain ceiling of working out.
Not necessarily. I don't know. I would encourage, if anyone was interested, I would say start taking it straight away and take a small dose of 3 grams or so and build on that. Over time, you will get stronger. The only downside to that, I guess, is sometimes for people will train for a period of time and then start taking creatine and you feel yourself making progress again. And that can be quite, you know, enjoyable within your training. You may not get that jump, but you'll just continue to make a progressive kind of growth with your training if you take it from the start.
Does it make you fat and lose all your hair, Shelley? That was one of the other things I used to hear about it.
Oh, I have no hair.
Yeah, John, that's what happened to you.
I'm not that fat.
You'd have this huge, big head of hair.
I had hair like Shelley a few years ago. Yeah, 20 years ago.
It is a myth, and it's still going around on TikTok, actually, about hair loss. But no, it is very much a myth. And yeah, creatine does not cause hair loss. And then in terms of the amount of weight that you're actually gaining, it's quite minimal. Like, you're not going to get bulky. Like, girls, yeah, if you're listening, don't be worried that if you start taking creatine that you're going to like get really bulky. Like, I think on average women gain about 0.5 kg when they're taking creatine, but that's lean body mass. And also there's a kind of a slight reduction in fat percentage. Men kind of gain a little bit more, don't they, John? To 1.5 kg, they're kind of better, they're more responsive to creatine. Yeah. But no, you're not going to get fat. And you're not going to lose your hair. And if you do take too much, John touched on something very important there, is the safety aspect of it. Like, it's such a natural ingredient or natural compound that there's really no worry in terms of safety. Like, it's so well researched, like since the 90s, from a safety profile. And that first and foremost, you know, is, you know, what we look at before we see the clinical benefits or the performance benefits. So yeah, it's safe. And it's not going to make you fat and your hair is going to be fine.
You said you don't have enough in your diet, maybe because of your vegetarian and vegan aberrations, you know, which we don't hold against you.
Don't eye roll at me.
But are there foodstuffs that you could be eating to increase your kind of creatine input if you didn't necessarily want to take a supplement?
Yeah, it's not something like, as a dietitian, you'd say eat more red meat and eat more poultry. Like, you're going to be eating them on a daily basis anyways, or like a salmon fillet. So yeah. Say now a portion of beef or a portion of salmon or poultry will contain roughly about 1 gram of creatine. And then your body naturally produces about 1 gram of creatine. And then in terms of supplementation, we generally recommend about 3 to 5 grams of creatine for those extra benefits that we see. Again, from a performance point of view, bone health is a really big thing. Like, it has been shown to preserve bone mineral density, and it may benefit the geometry of bone in postmenopausal women. So we're not just talking about like gym bros and, you know, the real like athletic people in their 20s. Like, it can have benefits for the older population as well.
One of the hardest things to get new clients to do in the gym is to eat adequate protein. So the chances are most people are not consuming enough of the creatine rich foods anyway, regardless of if you're vegan, vegetarian or otherwise. So supplementing the creatine for most people is generally a good rule.
But what about the other supplements that people tend to use, say a whey protein? Do you use this in conjunction with it? Is that generally the advice, or how do they dovetail?
There's no reason not to use it in conjunction with it, but I would encourage people to get their protein sources as often as they can from, you know, genuine real sources of food, as opposed to supplementing with a whey-based protein. There tends to be more produce put into it, and Shelley will maybe give more research on that, but more sugars, etc., put into the whey, whereas creatine is a very pure, raw format. It's quite a clean thing to consume. So I would encourage you to get adequate protein.
Does creatine, do you not get flavoured creatine? I mean, if it's not coming chocolate milkshake, I'm out. I'm gone.
That's a very good point. You can get someone like, you know, dextrose and maltodextrin and all that. But also what we would recommend is the pure form of creatine monohydrate. Very, very specific.
I can put it in a chocolate milkshake, maybe.
You can do whatever you want.
But what about the whey protein piece, Shelley? And because a lot of people listening, maybe that's the thing that they're taking.
Yeah. It's actually, as John was saying, I'm surprised, John, that you said it. I thought you were going to say, yeah, everyone take whey protein.
No.
Technically, and, you know, from the research, we can get enough protein from our diet, whether you're a vegetarian, vegan or an omnivore. But also, I'm not against, if you are struggling with the diet and you want to, you know, you have specific protein goals, I'm not against whey protein, like, or casein protein. It's really, really natural.
What do you think of the marketing wheeze that so many companies now engage with, where they just put protein on something.
Protein on everything.
Because I love chocolate milk. You thought I was joking about it. I would drink it morning, noon, and night.
I believe it.
If I could. Yeah. And now what I do is I convince myself it's actually it's health food because it says protein on it. I'm like, oh yeah. Well, now I don't even have to feel bad about it.
Yeah, like there is very, strict regulation when it comes to labels. If something contains protein or is high in protein, there'll be a very strict criteria for them to meet. So it's not false information. But also if you see a Snickers, if you see a chocolate bar that says...
Other brands are available. Like
nutty, caramelly chocolate bars. But if you see a chocolate bar or a bag of crisps or like Khloe Kardashian's popcorn or whatever, and they have protein on it, I mean, there's better source of protein that's going to give you more nutrients other than the protein itself. So we'd never need to worry about protein. But creatine is, there's something in it from, cognition, bone and performance point of view.
Great advice from Shelley Gray and John Belton, who are both naturally high in protein. Shelley's a Today FM presenter, registered dietitian, John, the personal trainer. Thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.